How much does gas cost for a food truck? And how much fuel does a food truck use per day? So in this video for Marketing Food Online, we're gonna dive into the 13 ways food trucks can save on fuel costs in 2022. We're gonna dive into those 13 from... So welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It is Damian Roberti, founder and CEO of Marketing Food Online here on YouTube. And we are going to dive into a handful of tips on how to save fuel costs in 2022. As you know, of course, fuel and gas prices have skyrocketed, but there are ways, actually 13 of them, that we're going to give you to help you save money. Now, even when gas prices are high, there are a variety of strategies and methods that can be utilized to cut costs on gasoline purchases. You can cut down on the amount of money you spend on fueling up your food truck. All right, so the following is a list of some of the most common ways that money can be saved on food trucks. All right, so number 13, always compare daily prices. Now, always do pricing research at a few different nearby stations before filling up your tank. There are likely to be significant price differences. This is a simple process to accomplish because there are a number of third-party applications, such as GasBuddy, that compare the prices of gas for you. If you put in the time and effort to do a little bit of research before making a purchase, you should be able to uncover some incredible savings on gas. All right, so number 12, gas loyalty programs. You can get rewards for frequenting many different kinds of gas stations if you sign up for their loyalty programs. These gas stations offer cards that entitle the holder to free or even discounted fuel after reaching a predetermined threshold of sales. If there are a limited number of gas stations in the area, or if you discover that there's a particular place usually has the greatest deals, this is a terrific way to save on gas and is an option worth considering. Number 11, gas card rewards programs. Now, when used to make the purchase of gasoline, a number of fantastic credit cards provide their holders a variety of valuable bonuses. These rewards come in the form of cashback percentage, as well as price reductions on every gallon you fill up with. Make sure that using your rewards card will actually save you money before you begin to fill up your tank, because some gas stations will charge you an additional fee if you pay with a credit or even a debit card. Now, it's possible that any money you save on gas prices will be canceled out by the annual fees or even interest charges that come with some of these cards. So weigh whether it's actually beneficial financially for you. Number 10, if not needed, do not buy premium gas. Try your best to avoid premium gas. Switching from premium gas to regular gasoline can save you a significant amount of money if your food truck is not designed to run on premium gas. Now, the reason being is there's a number of advantages associated with using premium fuel, one of which, of course, is improved engine performance. Now, premium fuel, on the other hand, isn't required unless it's specifically indicated, and it's cost more than standard fuel. The additional cost soon can pile up, and particularly if you have to refuel your vehicle on a regular basis or even every single day. Pay with cash. Because they have to pay processing costs on credit card transactions, there are many gas stations that give customers a discount actually if you pay with cash rather than using a credit or debit card. Because of this, if you do not have a gas rewards program card, it is in your best interest to pay for the gas with cash rather than a credit or debit card. Fill your tank early. Now, this is something really unique that a lot of food truck owners don't know about. The price of gasoline changes, of course, on a daily basis, but there are some price patterns that drivers can actually capitalize on. Mondays, believe it or not, often have the lowest weekly average prices for gasoline. Because of this, the best time to get gas is early in the week if you want to get the most out of the money you're saving. How to cut costs on gas. So let's dive into another handful of strategies. One more strategy for lowering the amount of money spent on gas is to reduce the amount of fuel that is used during the day. Now, these suggestions aren't aimed exactly at bringing down the cost of gasoline. Rather, they are designed to cut down on the frequency with which you fill up your gas tank. Now, with these tips, trust me, you will be able to significantly cut down on the amount of money that you spend on recharging your food truck if you are using the suggestions in conjunction with other strategies for cutting gas costs. The following is a list of ways that you can reduce your fuel consumption throughout the day, actually in order to get the most out of the gas mileage that you're using on your actual food truck. Minimize speeding. Now, I know what you're thinking. Speeding, of course, gets you to the place faster, but it may be tempting to pick up the pace in order to get your destination more quickly. Nevertheless, doing so can actually result in a decrease in your vehicle's fuel economy. When traveling at higher rates of speed, you will use more fuel on average, which will require you to refuel your food truck more frequently. In addition to this, quick accelerations results in a decrease in fuel efficiency in your food truck. Now, you gotta be mindful of your speeds and the impact that they have on the amount of fuel economy you achieve when driving in order to cut down on the number of times you have to stop at a gas station. Next up, opt for the most time-efficient routes. So if you're traveling a lot with your food truck, follow the most efficient path to get from A to B, and you'll get there faster by using less gas. You should map out the routes that you intend to take with your food truck before you start driving for the day. The majority of the time, motorists waste gas by driving around aimlessly that are less efficient and add several minutes to their trip. It is in your best interest to plot the most productive routes, which will involve the least amount of driving and will therefore enable you to save more on gas. Next up, be sure to check the tire pressure in your food truck. There are a lot of individuals who don't check their pressure in their tires on a regular basis, but having low tire pressure actually makes your vehicle less fuel efficient. So when you're driving your food truck and your tires are underinflated to any significant degree, your vehicle's economy will suffer as a direct result. You don't want to have to fill up your tank more frequently just because you aren't maintaining your tires, so make sure that you check them on a regular basis. Next up, minimize idling. Now, this is really unique about saving on gas, and even though you may not believe that your food truck uses a significant amount of gas when it's idling, believe it or not, those expenditures can quickly build up. Idling can cause you to lose gallons of fuel over the course of a year, which you will need to refuel your food truck more frequently and increase the amount of money that you're actually spending on gas. It is in your best interest to save fuel by turning off your engine if you find yourself in a situation where you cannot be moving. It would be something like such as stuck in traffic. Make sure you turn your vehicle off. Next up, make sure you perform routine maintenance on your food truck. Now, you should make sure that your vehicle is well maintained if you want to reduce the amount of times that you have to stop to get gas. Because engine difficulties are one of the most significant factors that reduce gas mileage, it is critical to ensure that your engine is always operating without any issues. The engine of your food truck will operate more smoothly and will last much longer when you maintain it on a regular basis. This will help you get to the most value out of your investment. Next up, simplify your food selections. Now, the preparation of meals offered by many mobile food vendors, including food trucks, involves the use of a wide variety of utensils and appliances. You may reduce the quantity and the equipment that's needed to be powered by your generator if you simplify your menu so that it can be prepared on only one or two pieces of equipment. This will save you time and money. If you have less equipment on your food truck, you will consume less energy, which will help you to save on money and gas. Lastly, reduce how often you use the air conditioner. Now, having an air conditioning during hot summer months is a tremendous blessing, don't get me wrong. But if you use it in the food truck, it will reduce the vehicle's efficiency when it comes to using gas. When you use your air conditioning less frequently, you'll save more money on fuel. Now, although this does not imply that you have to go through the entire summer without air conditioning, you should be more careful about how often you make use of it though. Okay, so gas versus diesel. Now, whether your food truck runs on gasoline or diesel fuel is one of the most primary factors that will affect how much money you actually spend on gas. Diesel food trucks often have a greater starting cost, but they have a higher durability rating and use significantly less fuel than their gasoline-powered counterparts. Because diesel engines are more efficient than gasoline engines, they may end up using and saving money in the long run. Okay, so on the other hand, you've got gas engines. So gas engines produce significantly less of a pungent stench, of course, and operate in a much more quieter manner than your diesel engines do. These are two factors that are quite crucial when serving customers from a food truck. Additionally, despite the fact that gasoline engines have a shorter lifespan than diesel engines, the cost to repair a gas engine is typically lower than the cost it is to repair a diesel one. Now, in the end, both types of food trucks have their own benefits and, of course, their own negatives. So balance out the advantages and disadvantages of gas versus diesel before buying your food truck. Now, here's a really unique one: food trucks that are powered electrically. So electrically powered food trucks. There are other food trucks that run on diesel and gas, but there are now options available for food truck industry that run completely on electricity, which eliminates the need to refuel the truck at all. Now, in most cases, recharging an electric food truck is far more cost-effective option than refueling a gas food truck. You won't have to worry about anything influencing the experience that your customers have, because electric food trucks are not only friendly to the environment, but they also don't give off any emissions or aromas, unlike gas or diesel food trucks. Although electric food trucks save money on gas, the initial investment in many of these is buying one is higher due to the higher cost of the vehicle itself. Now, electric food trucks will initially cost more than their gas-powered counterparts, but the conversion may prove to be financially beneficial in the long run. Charging stations are often more difficult also to discover than gas stations, particularly in more remote regions. This reduces the number of options available to you when you do need to charge your food truck. Now, there's generators for mobile food vendors as well. Let's dive into that a little bit. When the food truck is parked, the generators that are required to power the equipment must be, of course, running constantly, which results in a significant additional fuel consumption on the part of the owner of the food truck. It is equally as crucial to improve the fuel economy of the food truck itself as it is to make sure that the generators in your food truck are getting the most out of the fuel that you're actually putting in them. Now, keeping this in mind, the following are some great pointers that will help ensure that your generator in your food truck is operating as effectively as possible. Using your generator in an economical way is one of the most effective ways to reduce the amount of fuel it consumes. Now, your generator should only be used to power equipment when it's absolutely required to do so, and it should be put to sleep when the equipment is not actually being utilized. You could also want to consider adding an alternative energy source to the generator so that it doesn't have to work as hard to keep up with the load. Have you ever thought about installing solar panels on the roof of your food truck, for instance? Actually allows you to collect sunlight and transfer it into energy that can be used to power smaller pieces of equipment that you have installed on the food truck. All right, lastly, avoid overloading. Now, if you work your generator above its capacity or overload it, you will notice that a significant rise in the amount of fuel it consumes. You need to determine the energy that needs that are specific for your food truck before you go out and buy a food generator. This will help you plan appropriately, because overloading or even underloading your food truck generator are two of the most significant causes of wasted fuel. Now, you also want to keep in mind that you want to be sure that the generator you buy has a capacity that's comparable to the energy needs to outline everything. All right, so there you have it. A handful of tips and pointers on how to use gas and diesel effectively for your food truck. If you found this video to be truly helpful, give us a big thumbs up. We do appreciate that. If you've got any comments about the video, let us know down below. And if you feel extremely appreciative, we always thank you very much for the super thanks that all of our patrons and subscribers have given us. You check out down below this video where there's a little heart. If you found it very helpful, anything that you give us helps us keep the lights on and making videos for you guys. We appreciate it, and we'll see you on our next video.